Guys, we are very excited to announce that Legion of Skanks merch is back up and running.
We've been down for, I'm guessing, better part of 2 years. But we're back, baby. We're back in a big way. So stop asking me at all my shows if there's merch. There is!
A bunch of new designs and a bunch of classic designs like the logo or the Church of Latter-day Skanks. But we have a bunch of brand new stuff as well. My personal favorite is the Legion of Skanks Loyalty or Death t-shirt and hoodie. Because guess what? The newest core value for the Legion of Skanks is being a loyal skank.
That's right. And we have another one that says core values in case you don't like being esoteric.
All you got to do right now is go to skanksmerch.com. That's skanksmerch.com and grab a t-shirt or a hoodie today. We're going to be launching new designs every month or so. So grab them now before they sell out.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. The podcast is all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the class.
I saw it. So I saw an old picture of you, Jay, and I was like, oh shit, Jay lost a lot of weight. It's almost like it creeps up on you. But then I just saw an old, it was like a picture from the creek. It's that picture, you know, the one, it's like Ari and the three of us and Maddie Jester Skulls was in it. And he, I think like Ari's like laying on Lewis's lap or something like that. But then just like looking at the picture of Jay, I was like, whoa, you lost a lot of weight, dude.
No, it's funny. It's and that is all what it is, like seeing the other people or like seeing people enough. Cause like, yeah, I saw our friend Michelle the other day and she was like pretty blown away. But yeah, people see me every day are just kind of like, yeah, looks like you're losing a little weight, bud.
Yeah.
No, you look like a skinny little bitch.
Thank you.
That's what I was trying to say in nicer words.
Fuck the Swole Academy, bro. You got to come to the snake pit and just see what the hell's going on.
I don't know, dude.
Here.
Swole Academy's doing all right, though. You know what I mean?
Jay, you have like you have ECW wrestler body.
Hell yeah. Like, you look like I got healthy Sandman.
you're like as in shape as ECW wrestlers would
get. Yeah. My last name should be Dudley. I got Dudley arms.
Dude, Big J Dudley is a great fucking name.
Big J Dudley. That really would have fit right in.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, boys, how are we doing?
Oh, I'm good. Just great.
Can I tell you something? Did I tell you guys that the bunnies are alive?
You did. Yes. You told me on Monday night. Oh, I was relieved to hear.
Are they flourishing?
Well, one of them is a lot smaller than the other ones, and I think that's the one that can't fend for himself for feed.
Sure. So. It does sound like a worse punishment than death, yes.
Yeah, he's got one leg that doesn't, he can only hop in a circle.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck. No, my backyard's like, this is the beautiful thing about Jersey. It's like it's almost out of a Disney movie. Like the amount of creatures that are just like in the backyard, like a little chipmunk. And then every morning I get up, there's little bunny rabbits and birds. And there's the sound of the morning dove. Do you know what a morning dove is?
Yeah, it's those doves that come out in the morning.
No, it sounds like they're mourning the loss of somebody. That's why they call them a mourning dove.
Oh. Oh, that's what it sounds like when doves cry.
That's what that song was about.
Oh, my God. I get it now. It's the morning doves.
Play the sound of the morning dove, Alex.
Maybe you're just like my mother. She's never satisfied.
She never satisfied.
Why do we scream at each other?
This is what it sounds like when doves mourn.
Blink, 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 blink. Blink, 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 blink. Blink, 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 blink.
Thank you, babe.
Oh, Lewis's girlfriend's too young to get the reference.
No, she was the one that told me about the morning dove. She was like, you know what that sound is? And I was like, what?
Right.
That's the morning dove.
She told you the fun fact from TikTok. She wasn't able to lay down some fucking Fat Prince lyrics, though.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Maybe girls, you're just too demanding.
There it is.
It does. It sounds like a military funeral.
Dude, I can't believe Prince got pussy. It's crazy. How tall was he?
5'3", I want to say. Maybe less.
That's crazy. Here's Alex coming in. She was like, yeah, but I get it. Alex is such a retard. God, she pisses me off.
5'2"? Yeah, he was little.
Alex, would you have fucked Prince back in the day? She would have.
Oh, she says no. But no. Once that Prince charisma comes in.
I know.
That's because he's black.
But you'll fuck Harrington. Harrington's not much taller.
How tall is Harrington?
It's taller short than 5'2".
5'8", 5'9".
Short kings are making a resurgence. Or there's hot chicks online saying they like short guys because they want them to spend money on their
OnlyFans
or something.
There's clicks. There's clicks in everything.
Those girls, it is so funny, the two girls, that those London chicks who look identical, just keep having battles over who, and by the way, it's not even they are fucking this many guys at a clip. they keep like threatening they're going to do it, which is so funny. Remember the girl,
what's going on?
Remember the Lily Phillips chick who did like the 100 guys or whatever? Or
1,000 guys in a day.
1,000 guys, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Then there was Bonnie Blue, who's another one who did like the same
thing. She needed the money.
And they just, nice. They just kept going like back. Like they don't even go back and forth. I think they work together, but it's like, someone's like, end of the year, I'm doing 2,000 guys. And then someone's like, I'm probably going to do 5,000 guys.
But are they even doing that, though? I think they're just like, all the dudes aren't like busting a nut. I feel like if the guy doesn't bust, they just slide it in and then pull it out, right?
Agreed.
I think I'm just finding out for the first time that this isn't the same person.
Yeah, right?
I didn't realize there were two people who were doing this, I'm going to bang 1,000 guys.
The constant, like, I'm going to fuck more guys than the other one.
I go with the right.
Yeah, they're always just, it's always just aggressively, like, they're just, like, threatening you. They're like, I'll do it. I'll fuck 5,000 guys. And you're like, I don't care. Go ahead.
This is the original one, the Houston 500. I actually jerked off to that a lot when I was younger. In my mind, the fantasy was, oh, man, I'd love to be in this lineup.
Yeah. You're like, I'd probably like in the first 50.
Dude, it's so funny. The idea of that being a fantasy. Like, I feel like as a dude, you have to achieve, like, the minimal amount of, like, success or game or just, like, hooking up with a decent-looking chick before that's not a fantasy anymore. Before you're like, yeah, I don't want to be in a line of dudes.
It was just up until, you know, up until my mid-20s, like I was just such a, like, a little sex fiend that it was just like whatever it was. Yeah, that's why we have so many stories about just banging atrocious women.
Oh, I would have waited at somewhere between 17 and fuck, man,
30.
pretty early 20s, though. That I'm telling you, I wouldn't even have thought to. I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it into my 30s. I'm saying that
I would have traveled to another state.
I would have traveled. I would have waited. I would have been, they would have been like, is it okay for us to show your face? I'm like, please.
I'd be like one of the guys in the background tugging my dick, waiting my turn. Dude, they're all naked.
Am I next?
I remember going to a strip club when I was a teenager. Like, we used to have fake IDs that we would use to get in. So I was like maybe like 15 or 16. And I remember going to the old Carousel Club on the West Side Highway. It's closed now, but it was the grimiest fucking strip club. And I remember one.
I'd never been there, but I remember seeing it. It was still
grimy. It was a real grimy one. And I remember seeing who I decided was the owner. I don't actually know that this was the owner. I don't remember if someone told me he was the owner or whatever, but he might have been like the manager. There's a
shark,
or something.
There's a sharky Middle Eastern guy. I'll talk to him.
He came in. Yeah, he had like he was dressed like a strip club owner. Like it was, just, and he was like he's like kind of bossing the bitches around and like slapping a few of them on the ass. And I remember at 16, like looking at him and being like, "That's what you got to do when you grow up. Buy a strip club." Like that's fucking making it right there. And then you just got all these bitches. Like how great. Like it.
What's so funny about that is like you know, you do like, the thing you think is, I told you when I was young, we used to go to the strip club. I used to think the guy who did the you know, I ended up playing that character in that Hustlers movie. I even used some of his lines, funny enough, at the end of the movie when I was just doing wild lines. It's like it was a guy, it was a black dude, muscular, wore like a tuxedo shirt. Vest and tux and like, you know, dress pants. And he was just the guy. He announced, he wasn't the DJ. He was like getting on stage a bunch and kind of leading the charge. You're like,
it was like an MC.
Yeah. I was like, I bet this guy fucks all of them. I bet he fucks all these chicks. What a great thing.
whoever the house coke dealer is fucks all these chicks.
But by the time I got to, like to be an adult. So I remember when I became friendly with the bartender. So funny, a bartender for a place didn't serve booze, but a bartender and the owner of that essential
the soda guy,
basically the fucking, it was essentially a whorehouse right across the street from Caroline's on 50th, I think, or 49th, 49th.
Stilettos?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't on the. It was on the street, and it was called Bare Elegance. It was like a dirty video store downstairs and like a thing upstairs. It was terrible. But,
there's also another one right next to the Broadway Dance Center. The Broadway Dance Center was right there. And then directly next door to this dance school was a strip club. And the amount of girls that just went, all right, well, I guess this is my life. And they walked out. They're like, here we go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this place particularly was like that. When you go up there, you're like, oh, my God. This is like you're in someone's apartment where you're like, they don't even dance. They just kind of wait for guys to come in and want to fuck. But that guy.
Where is this place? Just for my own personal, like, you know.
Oh, I think it's out of business. Oh. But it's still, the door's still there and the sign's still there, but it's just like it looks dilapidated. But yeah, Pete, I was the bartender. I don't remember the name of the owner, but the owner guy would come out and like, I would like, if I was going to Caroline's early, I'd go over there and bullshit with Pete, or I'd invite them. I'd try to invite them to bring girls over to the show I was doing at Caroline's or whatever. But the first time I became like, or maybe the second or third time I met the owner guy who was trying to, I don't even know if he was trying to impress me particularly, but just being his thing, a lot of that. He was like, you see the new girl we got? And he'd like bring her over by her, like her hand, and then be like, he's like, these all real right here, and like squeeze her tits and like slap her ass. And at that age, I was already thinking, I was like, I feel like I should attack this guy and become this woman's hero. like this guy is such a, why doesn't he not know how to treat these women like the angels they are?
Dude, grime.
Not that you treat them like the way you treat them. I'm just saying, like, it is so funny a guy who just falls into that that position of that. I was like, it's like the bang bus guys.
Something happened with I don't know, age or just class or whatever it is. Like, it's I very rarely go to strip clubs anymore. Right, once in a blue, I can get caught going to a strip club, but it used to be, oh, the grimiest place possible, please.
Oh, like, of course. I don't go to strip clubs at all, but if I was going to go, that's what I would say.
To this day, you would. You still go.
Oh, I'd be like, let's go to the place where it's like something crazy is going to happen. Where like the girls are,
you know, like now, if I do it, I would rather go to a strip club that is like nice, serves drinks, like really beautiful women, because I'm not going there to like actually like get off or like fucking be like, ooh, naked. Ooh, it's almost like being like a cool spot that has like cool decor, and like the women are the decor. That's the only reason
I go now. Lewis is making his, I just read the articles of strip clubs. Yeah, argument.
He's like, I like, it's not even about the girls, it's about the ambiance.
I'm looking for a spot with good food.
Well, no, they are. They're like,
happen to be strippers there, then whatever.
Well, they are like the ambiance.
I've seen every kind of naked you could see possible, whether it be in person or a photograph or anything, that if we're going to go spend the time, it's like, it's got to be, I'd rather, more than just seeing a bunch of like very attractive girls getting topless or whatever, I'd rather see three chubby chicks like firing tennis balls out of their snatch at each other. You know what I mean? I'd rather go see the spectacle.
Jay, but who's the third one firing at?
Well, the other two are just fucking fielding them as a couple feet away. So you don't know if she's gonna go left or right, dude.
There's like one of them. They have just like a ball boy, like Steph Curry's ball boy, to just pass back to them.
That's what they call it too. He goes, "You want to go out on stage and hit a few dingers? Okay, I'll go."
No, like back then, I'm not even back that far. But it's like I would like go to a strip club like by myself and try to get a hand job or a fucking blow job for $100 or whatever. Yeah. Like now, if I'm gonna, I just wouldn't go to strip. I would never choose to just go to a strip club by myself. If I was gonna go to a strip club now, it would be with like a group or like my chick or like, and I don't really want to go and watch weird grimy shit with like friends or like my chick.
I don't know if I've ever been brazen at a strip club ever where I've been like. Yeah. Anytime I wish I could remember. Anytime my life has gone exactly how I thought, if I like went like asked the question too far or was like just too honest about something, do you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like I've never gone in and been like, "Hey, do you guys do like extras?" Right? I've never gone to a strip club thinking something else was going to happen.
Oh, I have. I mean, almost every strip club ever, I've gone into the green room and I was like, "All right, how much the fuck?" Or the back room. What? That's not even that brazen. I think that's what you do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, then they try to get you in certain places. They're just not going to do it, and then you go like, "Fuck! I just wasted $150 on the champagne room." But yeah, like that's just not like it's just not kind of what I'm into now. I did that after party in where's that? San Diego.
Yeah,
and it was a fine strip club, but it was no alcohol, and
it was full nude.
Yeah, it was full nude, no alcohol. It was fucking, and I don't want to hate on the strip club because the strip club was cool and the owner was cool. I was like, "You guys are just paying me to be here. It's retarded." I was like, it was the dumbest deal ever. The amount of money that they gave me to come with like, you know, 40 fans maybe.
Where the fuck is it? Is it in that gas lamp district? And what's the
no,
guy's
no, no,
name?
No, no,
like,
no.
Can
like,
I go?
15 minutes away maybe. And no, it was cool. It was actually, and the chicks were hot. It was a cool vibe and the fans were super appreciative. If I did that again though, I would do it at a place that sells alcohol, because you get 40 50 fans in that are buying alcohol, they make their money back. There's not,
yeah, but is
money
a place
back
but,
soda.
But is a high-end place gonna like forego like cover charges and shit?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we do that for Skankfest. We have another for New Orleans we just signed on. A pretty high paying sponsorship for the
after party. If you got a full bar, getting 50 extra people to come is going to make you a good amount of money.
You
got to
figure the average patron at a strip club probably spends $100-$150, something like that. I think that'd even be like on the low end. So getting 50 people is, you know, what, $5,000, something like that. And that's just
$1 billion.
To a stripper.
A bazillion jillion dollars.
But then, you know, there's certain guys that are spending a lot more money than those guys will maybe come back at one point. There's just no way they made their money back on sodas and whatever they take out of the stripper tips. So it's kind of pointless. But I would, if I did it again, I would just do the meet and greet for the weekend. I would go, I'm not doing meet and greets after the show at all. Like at American Comedy Company, I stood on stage, did a meet and greet with everybody. Then we went to the strip club. And if I did it again, I would go like, this is the way to do it. You got to go to the strip club.
Oh, the meet and greet. Yeah, that's what I do in Oklahoma City. I go to the Red Dog. That's why I tell everybody, if you guys want to hang out, come over there.
You should get them to pay you.
The Red Dog?
Yeah.
They don't even know I'm coming. I just go. I don't give a fuck. Oh, dude, that first video up there in Mike's Topics. Though I don't know what the two videos are, but the girl... The hot chick trying to be in a bikini at a Paris sale.
It wasn't Mike's topic. It was my topic. I sent them to the group as I always do. You guys never watch them or respond.
I did watch it.
Oh,
dude. No, I watched and responded. My response was the same as Jay's. It's crazy. She thinks she can do that.
I didn't respond because that's what I'll do on the show. But I did watch that video. And it's, I don't know, the second one? Or is it two videos of the same thing they're saying?
Well, just two influencers that... you know, die, or I guess maybe the second guy didn't die. I don't know, but it was just influencers fucking dying. Essentially, that was the thing.
I don't know why. Even in movies, this is like the funniest. The way this girl dies, because it's so instantaneously over. It's like when someone falls from a building.
Mike, just give like, us some context. Give me like the name before you play the video. Like, give us like the name. Tell us what she was doing.
Yeah, I mean, not for us. For the audience, we all
bitch,
saw it when we
were dumb bitch parasailing. Here's the feedback. She's a dumb bitch parasailing.
Female jackass, they die.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, she was a Serbian model and influencer, Tijana Rajnik. And she went parasailing and she began to have a panic attack midair, is what people think happened.
Oh, geez.
So here's the.
She had a what?
A panic attack.
I thought the idea that she was trying to be like, get like sexy shots in her bikini. I think the panic attack is a good excuse.
That's what people were sort of like concluding this one, because people love watching. People hate influencers, so they wanted to make the story like, oh, look, dumb bitch. She just wanted to be hot.
Wait, so she's just freaking out and taking the shit off?
Yeah.
And then, whoop.
I mean, dude, hitting the water, like, you assume you wouldn't die right away. You would assume, like, you break every bone in your body and then slowly drown.
You kind of hope you die right away. I mean,
160 feet in the air.
They think she was having a panic attack and just decided to, she couldn't have this shit on her anymore, so she just fucking...
Witnesses say she was saying, put me down, and screaming.
Yeah, but that was in, Serbian. We don't know what that means. Put me down.
But I just don't, I don't understand how you could freak out enough that wouldn't be scarier.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't the freaking out mean you'd be holding on for dear life, not aggressively taking things off? Now, look, maybe. Either way, it makes me laugh when you don't, first of all, especially a video when you don't have to see them dying, because that always takes a very real turn in those kind of videos. But like something like that, where it's just, it's over so fast, like, yep, gone.
Alex said they're saying that people said she thought she was close enough, which makes a lot more sense to me.
She was like, I'm gonna drop into the water.
I'll probably, I need to get out of this. I need to jump down. I need to get to, I'll swim.
None of that adds up to panic attack to me, though. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like those, if you're panicking because you're scared of like falling, she made it so much more dangerous. The panic attack couldn't have just been, I'm claustrophobic in this fucking vest. Do you know what I mean? And if she's like, and if she's afraid of falling, saying like, I'm close enough to fucking hit the water, it doesn't make sense either.
Hey, you're trying to make logic of a stupid woman.
She's dead, Lewis. Don't speak ill of the dead. She broke all of her bones and then drowned slowly.
Her bones shattered. Her bones were dust in her body.
And she goes, I'll live if somebody could just flip me over.
She floated away like a jellyfish.
The pile of bones in the water.
I would assume 160 feet you could jump down into the water and survive. What is that?
Yeah, that's 16. You make yourself a straight line.
It's 20 people high, something like that.
That is the funny, the thought process you have while you're going down, of like, maybe if I could just slice through this water like a dolphin.
I'm like, all right, it's got to aim, straight down. Then you break from your feet to your fucking
neck. Accordion, your body just accordions up, and all of your organs shoot out of your mouth.
That's why I would never jump off a bridge if I was going to kill myself. I would just assume I would survive. I assume I could jump off the George Washington Bridge and survive. Dude, I know you can.
People do.
I know. They do sometimes, right?
Yes. And then they always say, as soon as they jumped, they realized it was a terrible decision. And now they have to live like on a fucking tray with a fucking tube in their mouth.
Yeah. It's like more than even like being afraid of like hurting myself real bad and living. I'm just afraid of the moment that I step off the bridge being like, this was a terrible mistake. And then having to go through the whole fall being like, I really wish I didn't do this.
It's a lot longer than you think.
It's horrible.
Like,
maybe if I just make myself a straight line. That's stupid. You know, my dad was right. I really am a dumb asshole. I got to think of a better plan. Okay, maybe if I go feet.
And you survive. Now you have to live your life like Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like if your fucking clips come undone, you're just fucking going like this all day. Someone attach my clips.
What other shit did this bitch do? Like, did she do other things? Like, when you say influencer, what does that mean?
Has she been naked ever? Please.
Well, she's just this kind of influencer.
I don't know what that means. What is this?
I think it's a guy. A really awful looking woman.
Yeah, she would just go on TikTok and talk about her life. It looks like she was a model.
Oh, she's so like, she probably is naked then.
My life is never going to end.
She's like, I'm going to kill myself because Jokic and Denver Nuggets get knocked out of playoffs.
Yeah, it says here she would collaborate with local brands. And that's what she was doing.
Local Serbian challenge. Brands? Like, yeah. This is a cup of dirt.
Jokic, Jokic definitely fucked this chick, dude. There's only two or three Serbian famous people.
This is, I am collaborating with...
Death?
I am collaborating with the water.
Yes, Grim Reaper and me are making video at 1500 hour. Be there or be square. I'm going to squirt at 150 feet.
Yeah, poor girl. Who's the? Who, oh, please don't play that again. It made me angry.
Why, dude? This is gonna play on a loop at her funeral. Remember the time she sang along with that song?
Who? The other influencer? What? What? Give me some backstory here with this guy with the tiger.
Well, he's a boxer. And he thought that the eye of the tiger was a literal thing. And he was told, if you want to be a real man, you have to take that tiger's eye yourself. Now, how did that work out for him?
This happened in Thailand. He's an Indian tourist who was visiting Thailand.
Isn't the lesson of all of this that other countries shouldn't be allowed to have influencers? Mm-hmm. We're the only ones who have figured it out.
They don't have
all of them. Yeah, it's like, all right, sorry, go ahead. Thai influencer.
I think our influencers die.
He was at a place called Tiger Kingdom and taking a photo with a tiger. That's pretty much the whole story.
All right.
Say cheese, kitty, kitty.
Oh, I bet you this tiger loves flashing lights.
Oh, oh, he's wild. He's wild. Are you taking... Keep filming! Do not turn that camera off!
Oh my god, I'm going to get so many TikTok likes! Jesus Christ. Dude, what would you rather be mauled to death by a tiger or fall to your death? Shattering all your bones and slowly drowning.
Ooh. Well, that's quite an addition there. That's a big... Dying on impact, obviously, is the choice.
I don't believe she died on impact.
If you...
You gotta choose one. You gotta choose one right now. There's a gun to your head. Like, shoot me.
Yeah, gun to your head does not work in this scenario.
Well, he's holding the gun to your head. What he's gonna do is he's gonna shoot you up the shins and thighs.
You gotta choose one, being eaten alive by a tiger or falling to your death 160 feet, but you shatter every bone in your body and then you slowly drown.
By the way, you know what's funny is like you tried it in your mind, even as I'm thinking of this, I'm like, well, I'm sure you'd go into shock and then that kind of protects you from all this. But then you listen to that Asian guy being torn up by the tiger and it sounds like he's feeling everything. It's
just, I'm not shocked.
Every tooth is a different feeling of excruciating pain.
Up there's his claws. Fuck, I feel that too.
Oh god, each scratch is unique in its own pain.
Oh shit.
It says he sustained minor injuries.
Whoa. Then I guess mauled by a tiger.
No, but we're saying the death. This is the death. You're choosing. We're gonna assume he died.
Can we watch somebody get killed by a tiger?
I think I'd rather tiger death, and I'll tell you why. Because I would just start giving him my neck. I'd be like, no, right here, tiger. Right here. No,
but in most movies,
I don't think that works.
Most movies, when you die from something getting lopped out of your neck, it's one of these. You have to do this for a while, and you get just too much time to think. And
somebody
talk.
Grabs a cloth, and then they try to tourniquet your neck. You're like, no, let it go.
They go, you're going to be fine, man. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, dude, first of all, just the crushing all of your bones sucks. You're in so much pain, and then you drown, which also sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound pretty bad. But being mauled to death by an animal is also pretty goddamn brutal.
You see the one time the wife was, she was arguing with her husband. That's a story, but it might be like a made-up story again. You never know what the actual true story is. But she got out of the car, like on a safari. She was like, fuck you, and she closed the door. And then a tiger came and just fucking took her away. And the husband gets out, and he like, try to find that, dude. And try to find what the story is on that one. That one is fucking bonkers. You know that he was a little bit of him was like, yeah, see, you idiot.
Dude, by the way, while they're looking that up, I'll tell you something. It's funny when I fight with like, and I've been in a weird thing with Uber drivers before, not on any kind of Lewis level, but that, but
it's been a while. Besides that one time, like 2 weeks ago, it's been a long time.
No, but I'm also saying on a, just a basic level of like, you had high numbers of that. I've had things, but I mean, like, you know, one in 300 rides, I feel like maybe, that I have any kind of incident like that. But the point of this was, oh, like yesterday I saw an Uber driver, the back door opened of the Uber. I mean, there's somebody in it, obviously. He starts rolling through a red light and turning a corner. The person inside opens the back door and starts smacking another car that's just parked, which would have made me furious right there. And then they get out, and it's some slutty-looking, like, Puerto Rican young girl and, like, her doofy Puerto Rican, like, I don't want to say thuggy. It was more like skateboardy-looking, like, boyfriend or whatever. And they got out, and they left the doors open of the Uber and stuff. But as just being in my late 40s almost at this point, I really, even though I've had things with an Uber, I'm just like, it's definitely these kids' fault. Do you know what I mean? It's just like the way I look at it, I'm just kind of like, these pieces of goddamn shit.
You're racist.
Trash. It wouldn't have mattered if they were white. So I'm not racist.
I always assume it's the Uber driver's fault.
Do you? That's what I was wondering. See, me, I still always go like the fucking authoritative position for some reason right away. I'm kind of like, ah, oh, those people weren't playing by the rules.
The Puerto Rican customer is always right. You should be able to blare your cell phone music in the back of an Uber. And started fucking. No, I mean, it's look, for me, I've been right. Like every time I've had one of these incidents, I just don't react the appropriate way. It's an inappropriate reaction for a minor incident. You know what I'm saying? Like them being disrespectful, making a wrong turn, whatever it is. That dude, them being on a phone call. I mean, I never like let go to it. I never like get like verbally say something, but like I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to one star you as soon as I get out of this cab. And then as soon as I get out of the car, every time my thumb just hits five stars automatically and gives them a fucking $2.
And you're so mad at yourself.
Oh, and I'm sure there's a way to get the tip.
You can
back
go back and change that. Yeah.
I'll never do it.
You can't take it back. $2 out of your life now.
Too late.
I never rate them ever.
You never
really? No. You don't rate? You don't give a five star if someone
gives five star automatically on list?
I think I just hit the... I think my automatic finger motion is skip.
Wow. You don't tip them or rate them?
No.
What's your Uber rating?
I don't always tip. I will tip if they do a particularly good job. But when I go to the airport, I don't always tip. Or come home from the airport, I don't always tip. Fucking expensive ass Uber rides. I was like,
yeah,
I tip when I get Uber Eats, I tip decently, but people think I'm a cheap fuck with it.
Oh, Uber Eats, I tip good.
What do you
I click what everyone tells me I'm great.
What? So hold on. So you do like 20-25% tip on Uber Eats? That's insane.
I'm fucking great.
That's
why wild. Is that insane? Isn't that pretty standard to tip a delivery guy 20-25%?
This is going
to
start a whole triggering thing with the fans. No, they're not serving you at a fucking table. They're not like coming and waiting on you. They don't deserve a 25% tip.
No, nah, but they grabbed off it. The
food.
They now when they don't behave, 20% tip. I don't like that at all. I don't like when they just you have a thing, especially hotels. You're like, you know, bring it to the door and you put the room in there. And then
they tell you to come meet you in the lobby.
Sometimes they just go, I left it in the lobby. Something like that.
There's a fat black woman fingering your food right now.
Yeah. And she ain't got time for this shit.
Well, what happens a lot is that they have now a lot of hotels have like you need a key card to get in the elevator. So you always know when you're in one of those, you're going to have to go down and get it. But generally, to me, I think when it's not that situation, they almost always bring it up to the door.
I just have it automatically set to meet me in the lobby.
Well, that's silly.
I don't know why I don't like people coming to my door.
Well, I like
a random stranger.
Here's a fun one for a hotel. Leave at my door.
Ooh.
I don't mind
25% that. Is insanity to tip an Uber driver. I genuinely like I tip.
Oh, I don't give it to some Uber, some lowly Uber driver giving me a ride. You know what? That for the one who's bringing me food.
The one thing, I guess this is to me, if you remember when Uber first started, tipping wasn't a thing. Like
you
it was
weren't
like
allowed not, to tip.
You weren't allowed to. At least that's what they said the rules were. And then they changed at a certain point. So I do understand that, like, I used Uber enough that it was all, when they just started like making it a thing, it was like, oh, now you're expected to tip them. But over, I just eventually started treating it just like the way I always treated a yellow cab, which was like, yeah, you're supposed to tip them at the end of it. But
so, but here's the thing with Uber Eats, can I say this? Ready? A couple things. Number one, they choose to take the ride for the amount of money, including the tip and including the ride, right? So they see how much money the ride is worth to them. They don't know how much money you're spending at the restaurant. So if I'm ordering fucking Chinese food and it's $100 worth of Chinese food, fucking no, they're not getting a $25 tip. That's insanity.
Can we talk about why you're ordering $100 worth of Chinese food? You're alone on the road, Lewis.
No, this is what I'm talking about on the road. I rarely order Uber Eats on the road.
I buy Rangoon in bulk.
Well, no, if I order for my son, my niece is here, my aunt's here, very often I'm ordering, you know, a big fucking meal.
All right. My scenario was funnier.
$100. I'm not giving a $25 tip for delivery. That's insanity. I delivered pizzas. Like I know, like I wasn't getting fucking $25 tips from anybody. Not once ever. If I got a $5 tip, that was like, wow, this is fucking crazy.
That's back in the day, dude. It's new America.
This is in the 70s.
The new America. Now, by the way, weirdly enough, while I don't ever think to tip Uber, I do also yellow cab still. I always tip, yeah. Always tip yellow cab.
Yeah, of course. Yellow cab always tip. But I typically I'll tip an Uber as well. But yeah, I'll tip $6 if it's like, I would say like $80 or below, I'll tip $6. $100 or like $80 above, I'll tip $8. If I hit like $100, $120, then he's going to get a $10 tip. And even then I'm going like, ooh, you better be fucking good. Ooh.
How are you the non-Jew on this podcast?
You don't think that's crazy? Alex, what do you tip an Uber driver? This is great. Or an Uber Eats driver.
18%.
You're insane. You guys are that all means, insane.
And by the way, that's good, they will tell you.
That's really good.
Well, no, it just says good.
But it also depends on how fast they are. If the food doesn't get to me till it's cold, I will give them like $4 pretty much no matter what it was. Like if I spent like $50, I'll give them like $4. It really depends on the service.
G Mike, what is going on here? G Mike, what do you tip an Uber Eats driver? This is an insane conversation.
I rarely Uber Eats. I just found out they make $21 an hour. So I'll tip a couple bucks now.
Couple
but normally,
bucks.
Yeah, not 25%. That's why.
A couple bucks is disgusting of you.
Couple
I
bucks.
I do the. 20.
I'm getting like Taco Bell 20. Around the corner when I do it.
I don't do 25%. I do 20%.
Even 20% is fucking nuts. A $20 tip for $100.
It's not nuts, Lewis. It's great. It says it right on the app.
No. They send nuts sometimes, and you're going to tip 20% on that. That's crazy.
Why would you say it's not great if Uber told me myself I'm great?
Oh, they're telling you you're great for doing it?
Yeah.
No, you're not rating yourself great. You're saying it was great service, Jay.
No.
Wait, Jay, what do you think you're doing here?
I'm starting to think you guys don't
order a 10 out of 10.
I'm starting to think you guys don't Uber Eats ever or know.
He's like, I'm super fresh.
When you tip, when you give the tip, it gives you the percentages, and next to those percentages, it tells you how you're behaving with this number. You didn't know that?
No.
And I thought it was telling you you're grading the service, Jay.
Jay, like, are you being funny right now, Jay?
Nope.
Jay, you're saying that the service was great. It's not you're great. Your own ego is making you tip more.
Wait, Jay, when you take an Uber, do you think you're giving yourself 5 stars every time? Like you're just going, I did a great job on that ride. I just sat there the whole time while they drove me home.
Matt Allen in the chat is saying Jay is correct. I don't think so.
It's letting me know that I'll be honest, I'm great for giving this much money.
I use Seamless more than I use Uber Eats.
Yeah. Well, again, those are ones I don't. Seamless. I don't know if it has that on the tip. It just has the percentage there.
I don't think Jay is right, Matt. I think you're saying that their service was great. Leo's saying he is. I'm looking at it right now. How you'd have to have ordered food and then tipped. What are you talking about?
when you're tipping, it says next to the thing, you're great, you're fine.
What?
Yeah, but still, dude, there's no way that that's a measurement of you.
Let me, I'm going to order some Uber Eats right now while I'm on this, because I have to see.
Lewis is calling Uber Eats just for this podcast. If he has to get $100 worth of Chinese food in order to do it, then that's what he's got to do.
I'm going to get some brisket. Here we go. I could use some brisket this afternoon. Why not? Let me see exactly what this is. Brisket. Here we go. Order a hat. No, I'll order a full pound.
All right, but you got it. You got a tip. Good, Lewis.
Let's see. Add to cart. Here we go. View cart. Go to checkout. Hold on. Standard. Place order. Oh, wait, that's for fucking the Comedy Cellar. God damn it.
You cocksucker.
When did I order food to the Comedy Cellar?
I've been using your account.
Wait, what the fuck is that? I have no idea how that even possible.
I've been ordering pizzas for everybody on your account. I don't even go there anymore, but I just has to have pizzas sent.
Hold on one second. Mighty Quinn's Barbecue. There's Mighty Quinn's all over. They're so good, by the way. Oh, my fucking God.
Weirdly, the one that was near me in the city closed.
They closed down. I think that was the first one in the city.
Yeah, I think so.
That was the one we used to go to all the time back in the day.
So fucking good, dude. It's some of the best barbecue, period. All right, here we go. Full pound of brisket.
Here we go.
Here we go, guys. Sorry, I just want to prove Jay wrong here. You're great, my ass. All right.
Great.
Go to checkout, standard. Well, let's see. All right, ready? 100% of your tip.
Oh, God. I always hit priority, by the way, which is a tip.
Priority is not a tip. Priority, I mean, they're getting more money.
I consider it a tip. It's ridiculous to make me pay $3 for something that's going to happen anyway.
Hold on.
They'll always get you with that, though. Like, it's always like, for $2.95, would you like it to be there in 25 minutes instead of 35 minutes? You're like, well, yeah, obviously.
Exactly.
100% of your tip goes to the courier. Tips are based on your order of $50.66 before any discounts or promotions. 11% is cheers to you. 15% is you're great. 90% is thank you so much. 23% is you're my hero.
No, you're talking to the driver, Jay. It's not you. It's not a comment on you.
No, it's
I mean, you're my hero is.
It's acting like what they're saying about you because of this is the money you're giving. It's the reaction you're going to get from them.
That can't be. That's not right. It's got to be the comment you're making service.
Isn't it in your head that maybe I'm right?
Honestly, it's up for debate at this point. As I'm looking at it, it's kind of up for debate what it really means.
It just makes no sense. Why would you be grading yourself on that
way? I've never looked at it that way.
Dave, you're in debate mode right now. You're taking a hard stance instead of saying, maybe you see the other side of this.
All right. You know what? Maybe Israel's got a point. I should be more open-minded.
Thank you so much. I mean, you're saying thank you. I guess you'd be thanking them. They're thanking you. I mean, here's the only thing that's making me think Jay's right is the 23%. You're my hero. Why would I be calling them my hero? You're my hero for delivering brisket to my house.
Yeah, you think you're talking to your driver like a chick, like you're a chick talking to her boyfriend constantly? That's
He's
crazy.
Getting 11%. Cheers to you. $5.57.
Cheers to you, Lewis. That's good. He's like, all right, that's right.
Cheers to him.
Cheers to you. You're my hero.
You're my fucking hero. So
I do love
that you're saying it, I am kind of getting it. It does kind of make you want to tip a little bigger where you're like, I mean, I guess if I'd be this guy's hero.
I'm a hero. Sure. What?
Yeah, he goes, I don't know. I guess I saved his family, probably got his kid that operation. You know what's great though? Isn't that the funny thing with when it is just like the way people perceive things is that you guys thought unquestionably you were right. I thought I was unquestionably right, and I hear both sides now of the thing. I've never even, when you guys said it's talking about the driver, I never even considered that.
And I never considered that I'm talking about
you guys
me.
Never considered that they were telling you that you were great.
Yeah.
You know what, Jay, as the way you put it, this is what debates are really supposed to be. They never are.
You find
as someone who participates in a lot of them, it's very rare that they have this level of maturity to them, where at the end you go kind of like, all right, we all can see the point the other guy's making.
I mean, that really was like, I see exactly why you guys thought the other direction, and I understand why I feel my way. And I don't know if I'm right or you're right.
Who knows? It's up for interpretation. It's actually a beautiful thing.
It's complete interpretation.
Did you guys find the
great?
Did you find the lion dragging the woman away after she's out of the car at the safari?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, the amount of vamping we just did.
Yes.
Make it big. No, that's the Indian. That's the Indian guy again. G Mike, come on.
Yeah, that scream.
Sorry, I have the other one. Give me 1 second.
Oh, that was Alex.
That was me.
By the way, those screams should be humiliating for minor injuries.
Yeah, let's say this. Look, she's like, "Fuck you! You're a piece of shit. I went through your phone. Fuck you. Go ask Monica to come to the safari with you next time."
Give me my purse. I'm not giving you your purse, Linda.
What is she God. Doing?
Here's your wait, your purse.
Dog. Look.
I like the getting out. I like asking other people to hear. Hey, can everybody get out and get to have this happen to them?
That's wild. Is there a story surrounding that?
Yes.
Shout out to Nature is Metal. Nature is Metal follows me.
Many centuries.
Nature is Metal and
don't worry, a third world army car is coming in.
That's the workers of the safari coming in at a moderate pace afterwards. They go, ooh, looks like that tiger. Okay,
so here's
the tiger's perspective. You're just trying to take his lunch away from him, so he just holds onto it harder.
So what happened here, she got out during an argument with her husband. The tiger took her away, and what it doesn't show is her mom leaves the vehicle to rescue her, and the mom got killed, and the daughter's fine.
Oh, the mom got killed by the tiger.
The mom sacrificed herself.
She was closer to death.
And this is China, where, like, your whole life goal is to protect your family and raise and, like, you know, take care of your parents.
And learn the way of the dragon. It's not only that.
Alex, can you stop your baby from cooing? It's too cute.
Yeah.
Coo. That poor lady got killed by a tiger.
No, she was saying the woman's last name.
Esther.
Esther Coo.
Coo.
I cannot think of a fight that would get me angry enough that I would get out of a car in the middle of a tiger safari. I don't care how bad it's going.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get out in Camden, let alone a tiger safari.
In my mind, a tiger is not going to kill me. Like, I just, like, in my mind, like, these are, like,
just wants to love you.
These are safari tigers. They're fine.
This tiger knows what's up.
They just want to give me giant tongue licks on my face.
I mean, tigers are adorable.
Huh?
Tigers are adorable.
Yeah, stuffed.
They're fucking cute, man. I played with baby tigers with Baby James.
Baby tigers.
Baby tigers.
Adult weapons of death.
Well, then they had real tigers. They had big tigers. They had ligers. They had tions. They had everything.
Ligers and tions.
Oh, yeah. My. Those are half tiger, half lions.
Does it exist?
100%.
They've crossbred them.
Yeah, the crossbreed tigers and lions, and they're these giant beasts.
Now, what came first? Did Napoleon Dynamite say it, and then people fucking manufactured that?
I have no idea. But I think it's like, if the mom is the lion, there's one of them where it's like, they're fucking huge. Like, it's just a giant fucking beast. And I think if it's the mom is like a lion and the dad is a tiger, then it's just like this freaky large tiger lion beast. They were really cool. That was actually one of the coolest things that I did. Alex, once your child's a little bit older, she could have memories. Which is a great NAEP bit.
She could tie on.
She could throw in a tiger tie on cage. It's a great NAEP bit where it was like, I brought my daughter when she was 2 to Disney. People are like, don't even bring her. She's not going to remember anything. It's like, she believes in Minnie Mouse, man. It's like, yeah. I'm not going to lock her in a closet, but like, stay in there till you have memories.
Great bit.
But, yeah, like
when I was in Africa, I saw a hippopolephant.
Jay was putting that together for the past minute and a half in his head.
I know you guys said something about Nate, blah blah blah. I heard Nate's got that, and I was like, okay, Jay, how would it go? Would it be better to be elephopotamus or hippopotamus? I think hippopotamus going to probably work out smoother, the transition in the middle of the words better. Jay was okay, I'll wait for the opening. And then you guys were like, oh, that's a good joke by Nate. Hey, guys, I went to Africa, dot, dot, dot. You know where I went from there.
That's just such a funny insight into how comedians' minds work.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you guys ramble on about Nate. Okay, let's sit with this for a second now. I'm thinking
hippopolyphant.
Hippopolyphant does, it doesn't hit the ears great, but they'll get it for sure. I don't have time. I don't, and by the way, my first thought was elephant hippopotamus, so I don't even kind of have the time to start thinking of two other possible animals. I'm going to make elephant and hippopotamus work.
Oh, fuck me. Let's do plugs right quick. And we have a lot more right to talk quick. About. Right quick. Right quick. All right, I'll go first. Guys, come see me on the road. I'm doing a bunch of good plugs right now. Next weekend, 13th and 14th, I'll be in Boston at Laugh Boston. Very excited about being back in Boston. Then I have a few more gigs before I film the special. I'm going to be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Long Beach, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then Tampa, Florida for the weekend of my special. The special night is actually sold out, but you can get tickets for Thursday and Friday still. So come out and watch me work it out in those last few sets, guys. Very excited about
it. How was yesterday?
It was okay. It was like a small crowd, like 20 people.
I was just teeing you up to say fucking fantastic. Everyone was like this thing.
No, but they were all actually, it was actually really great. The show itself, from the, it was all fans, so they were way in. So I fucking loved it, but it was just, you know, small room on a Tuesday night at the stand.
Oh, you're upstairs.
Yeah. Come check out all my other pods, The Rags, Story Wars, available everywhere you guys find podcasts and here at Guest Digital. And I got a couple extra curricular projects as well. My coffee brand that boosts testosterone naturally and supports mental clarity and brain function, Body Brain Coffee. You guys can get that at bodybraincoffee.com right now. And also I'm writing a book. It's almost done. It's called Knives and Spoons. It's available right now on Amazon. It premiered as the number 3 comedy book.
Oh, that's hitting the charts, releases. Buddy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Number 1 in substance abuse, number 3 in self-help, or number 2 in self-help. So people are already buying it, and there's a lot of hype surrounding it. I'm very, very excited about this project, and I really like writing. I didn't realize how much I would actually like writing. The process is pretty fucking therapeutic and cool.
I hate it.
No, stop it. That's not true.
I hate writing.
You hate actually.
Let me just say it. Can I crowd work my book?
Probably. But no, it's a much cooler process, and it's a lot more involved of a process than I thought it was going to be initially. But it's a lot of stories that people know from the podcast, but it's all sort of, it's my entire childhood. So up until I start comedy, essentially, I just mentioned Big J for the first time in the book. We're at the end. So
my gay years.
So there I was.
I saw Big J Okerson across the street
sucking on his balls.
Yeah. Thought to myself,
his balls dance in my mouth like two young girls.
I would like a slice of that pie, I thought.
Yeah, but go get my book, Amazon, pre-order it. It ships on December 2nd.
Oh, dude, can I say also, Dave, I'll let you do yours first, but it just makes me laugh. I just noticed it with Ali on Monday's show, but it's happened so much when we like go around and do plugs and we have the we go do so many people just kind of go, I don't know, dude, you just catch me on the road at whatever.com. And then by the time Lewis is in his like third genre of plug, it's like, and now the business stuff, they're kind of like, well, hang on now. I'd like to say where I'm going to be. It's like, we said to. Sorry. Go ahead, Davey.
That was great. He ended up being great on the show. We were like, he may not like us, but he was great.
Yeah,
guys, I will be June 13th and 14th. I'll be at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City in Utah. I love that club. Looking forward to it. And then I'm running my new hour June 20th and 21st in Morris Plains, New Jersey at the Dojo of Comedy. So come on out for that. I don't do that many shows in New York and New Jersey area these days. So come
come check that one out. Then I will be out at Comedy Works in Denver, July 10th through 12th, my first weekend I've ever done there. And by all accounts, it's like one of the best, if not the best, comedy clubs in the country. So looking forward to that. And then I'm back at Hilarities in Cleveland. Always love doing that. Providence, Rhode Island date is not, that should be off my site. That's being rescheduled. Sorry about that, Providence. Not my fault. The club had construction or something. And then I will be out at the Comedy Mothership doing another headlining weekend out there. Those shows will sell out quickly. So if you guys want to come, please grab tickets now. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my ticket links and partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast. And that's all.
Word. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Yeah, bring them up. What do we got? Governor's Levittown. That's, you have one more day to see me there. Two shows, June 7th. San Diego, California, American Comedy Company. I'm coming at your ass. And I'm not going to do my meet and greet at a strip club. That's gross. Charlotte, North Carolina. Tacoma, Washington on deck. Sacramento. I mean, I haven't been to Sacramento in a while. New Brunswick, New Jersey. One of those nights, I'm going to see if we could organize an old legion of skanks all hanging out down there. I think we were looking at that date, see if we were all around. Appleton, Wisconsin, whole bunch of shit coming up. So look for it near you. Both specials, they both available right now on YouTube. Me and Lewis got some Story Wars happening. We're going to be at the Mothership the 11th. Both sold out, I believe. So just bragging, basically.
29th in Dojo.
And then we're at 29th in Dojo. And then, of course, we're going to be out in August, first week of August, out in Los Angeles, doing it back at the Comedy Store. So a lot of fun stuff coming up with Story Wars, America's favorite new comedy game show. And, of course, listen to The Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, with me and the great Robert Kelly. What are you guys doing? You guys thinking of animals to connect?
No, I just got a letter. I just got a letter saying that I've officially been pre-approved for my mortgage.
Nice.
Ooh, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, that actually, it's making me way happier and a little bit emotional.
Of course, for the place you're in?
I'm going to make an offer, yeah.
Right, gotcha. Hell yeah, dude, that is exciting.
Yeah, it's just fucking, that's awesome. That's really
cool. It's funny, too. I know the feeling well of just like, it's like a feeling because it's all the imposter syndrome shit and all the years of being broke. And we're like, oh, look at that. I'm approved for a mortgage. And really all it is a bank being like, you could be a debt slave to us for the next 30 years if you want to. And
buddy,
like,
it is.
Thank you, bank man.
By the way,
be your debt slave? I'd be an honor.
It is.
I don't need to do this at all.
But Dave, it's exactly that, and you said it, and I said we said it, and then Lewis literally just said the same thing for the same thing. That is such a hilariously, like, nobody in your life who told you to start doing this at all or said, yeah, go for it. I know we have the same business manager and stuff. We said go for it. Had any doubt that you all their mind is they're just waiting for the bank to say that. But we still have they're taking an AIDS test. You're like, oh, they're going to find out. They're going to find out something I'm not going to get. And they're just like, yeah, sure, you're approved. You go, unbelievable.
Dude.
You worked so hard. And you just,
dude, it never goes away from it. Maybe at some point it will. But I'll still joke around with Lauren that I still do feel like some people from the bank in suits are going to show up to my house and just be like, all right, guys, that's quite enough. You got to leave.
Yeah, I'm like, have I paid mortgage since I've lived here? I don't even know if I have.
That's really fucking cool, man.
Great.
It's awesome. Crazy. I'm happy for you, dude.
I mean, I didn't think there'd be an issue. I mean, I assumed that it was going to happen, but
you got to read the print. He goes, what's the pre-approval? He goes, oh, for $120,000 home.
No. It's a pretty sizable approval.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's great, dude.
Hell. Wow.
Guys.
Yeah.
And now it's funny too to buy the place that you've been renting for years just because it really is no difference in your day-to-day life.
No, but that, too, internal, like that internal feeling
like,
would be insane.
But aren't you already like, I'm gonna knock down one of these fucking walls because I can now.
So my landlord, he owns like the biggest plumbing company in Bergen County, and
it's a load-bearing wall.
She's into an interior designer, so like everything is like really like set up dope in the house already. I'm just gonna change some things to the backyard. I'm gonna like do like they call it a pavilion. I want to do like a little workout pavilion, and then an overhang over like where all my furniture is. Oh, that's all like open.
I live pavilion life.
you know what's up. And then I'm going to get a sauna for outside. And I'm going to turn my master bathroom shower into a steam shower. And that's really all I'm going to do.
So you could do gay shit in there instead of having to go out.
Dude, I'm so fucking, that's so cool. Guys, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
That is awesome,
buddy. It is, by the way, those things, Dave, I think you may have said this too, of the idea that I sit out back and I go, wait, I think technically I own that big tree.
I actually don't know. This is what an idiot you are, though. You don't actually know if you own the tree. Like, why would the earth own the tree? I don't really know.
Like, that is my tree, right? Yeah, all the stuff, just like shrubs and bushes and the brickwork or something outside. You're like, wait, this is like mine. Like, I'm also like, not even like that I own it. It's like, I'm responsible for it also.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good right now, guys. No one in my immediate family has ever owned a home.
Really?
Oh yeah. No, you've gone way beyond what the expectations were for you.
Yeah.
Just being alive.
Even staying in this place though is kind of great because I don't have to move anything. I don't have to.
That is great.
My mom's house also was like $130,000.
Yeah. But I mean, this house that I live in now, I saw they bought it initially for about half the price of what I'm buying.
Oh.
And they didn't buy it that long ago. They just renovated it so much. They added a pool. It was like when they were showing me this house, it was never on the market. This has never been on the market for rentals, and it's never been on the market for being for sale. My real estate agent, he was like, this is about to go on the market. You're going to love it. And then he sent me the address. And then I looked it up on Zillow and I was like, that's a shithole. What are you talking about? And when they bought this place, it was just like a very whatever house. And they just made it fucking great. They made it a dope house. I like the idea of not having to fucking compete against other people bidding. So it's like,
yeah, especially with our realtor, dude, you don't want to do that.
Well, no, that's why I can like just make an offer on this and be like, hey, like, let's go. And fucking, I'm hoping that they accept what I want to give them.
Oh, if you get into a negotiation thing, his advice is great. He just goes, continue to give lots more money, but not anymore after this. And then he'll say, and then you'll go, okay. And then he'll come back and go, you're closer. Throw a lot more money at it.
This is what happened with you, Jay, is they listed your house at a ridiculously low amount to get 20 offers and have everybody bidding and competing against each other. That's like a regular like trick that they do.
No, I know.
You paid like a lot more for it than it was listed, right?
Yeah, but that was a surprise. It didn't have to go as high as it went, but it's fine. I love it.
You have a beautiful house.
I was gonna say, who gives a shit? Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's like it's going to appreciate in value. In 5 years, your house, you could sell the house and make more money than you spent on it, like a lot more.
I don't know if you guys saw, and I know it's just like the hate videos just trying to like stir things up, but I saw some clip show thing about the first Fighter and the Kid in Austin, and they're trying to make the narrative those guys don't want to do the show together anymore. You know, they both moved to Austin to do it.
Right.
So it sounds ridiculous. But like it's just like the way they just like, it's probably editors, but it's just Callan just like staring the whole show. And it looks like Shaw's like sitting in a chair like this for the entire show. He's like, it looks like they just hate each other sitting there. But like they both moved out. That's like what's left in LA now? All with Bobby and Santino, as far as like the kind of like the contemporary like working.
Doesn't Bert still live?
Bert's still in LA.
Whitney's in LA.
Whitney, Bert. Bobby.
I mean, people that we don't like Jezelnik's in LA. Tim Dillon has a place in LA. He spends a lot of time there.
Does he? I don't think he does.
No, he does.
I think Tim said right now.
At a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in New York now. He's in Tribeca.
He's in New York. Yeah, New York and the Hamptons.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was like it's a pretty big move out over there. Mark Maron stopping What the Fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, wait, he still does that?
Funny enough, I would have said that if you told me he just didn't do it anymore, I would have thought maybe that was a thing, but I guess he's officially stopping.
Yeah, he is stopping, which I get it. Like, I just stopped Realize Podcast for 11 years and I had 1/100th of the views that he had. What the fuck? But yeah, you do something for a long time, you gotta know when to fucking call it quits, you know?
Sure.
So, boys, I'm owning a house now. This is the last Legion of Skanks.
Good night.
Thank you guys for watching.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
We got to the place where we all buy a house off of Legion of Skanks. You know what? We did it. We don't really need this show anymore.
Lewis is going to call me and Jay in a week and be like, so it's just been explained to me how a mortgage works. And
oh, they didn't.
We're going to need to start that show back up. Evidently, I owe them money every month.
Give me $1 million. Let's go. The fuck. Did you see this? We didn't talk about this, right? About the transgendered actress playing Princess Zelda.
Oh no, it's the girl from Euphoria, right?
Is she Toit or Noit?
It looks like a skinny blonde guy to me. But I mean, they could do her up where it's on like Euphoria, you're like, oh, it's a pretty...
I remember I watched like two episodes of Euphoria. Yeah. Maybe three or four episodes. I don't remember, but I remember it made me so uncomfortable. Like it was the dad like secretly fucking this high school tranny.
That's like the very first episode, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that far and I was like, oh, it just made me feel gross. It was like
a dark show. It's a dark show. I like it, but it's very
that
dark.
Show, Black Mirror. Like every episode just makes me feel kind of icky.
No, really?
Yeah. Like I was like, oh, like it's just all like awful. Like it just
always sad, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw a couple episodes of Black Mirror. I know what you mean. I did like them, but I just never was like motivated to keep watching the show. Never seen anything of Euphoria, but I've heard about it.
I don't know if you'd be into it. I mean, like it's like
no, I don't think so.
High school drama. It's like high school drama, but it's like over. It's like not high school drama like Beverly Hills 90210. It's like severe drug use and violence and all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah, it just it made me whatever it is like I just don't need to fabricate sadness in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like I've escaped.
I do like so dark much flicks. Fucking,
I just typically don't. I don't really like sad movies. I'll watch a scary movie, but even if it's like uber disturbing, it kind of makes me uncomfortable. Like, did you see that?
This guy got approved for a mortgage.
Did you guys see Talk to Me?
Huh?
Do you see Talk to Me?
Yeah.
That was fucked up. Like it just kind of like it was disturbing to the point where I was like, I like this. It's good. I can tell why it's really good. But there was just like you're have this uneasiness the entire time.
Yeah, I don't know why. Something about new movies, new horror movies that just do effects at all. Like the special effects in horror movies are so like they're just cheesy and very, very expected. Like it's never done good. So I end up like not liking most of those movies. There's a new one coming out called Bring Her Back in the trailer. It's the
same director.
It is, right? Yeah. And it's like, you know, did you see Long Legs?
No, but that was the same director as another one, right? Like same creators.
I think that was Sinners, maybe.
Maybe. No, there was another one that came out that I liked, and then they were like, oh, you gotta watch Long Legs. And then it was Josh Adam Myers. He was on Real Espo or Lewis and Zach.
Josh Adam Myers loves Long Legs.
I know. We trashed him so much. We're like, we don't want to watch your shitty movie, Josh. And then I decided that I hated that movie just because I didn't want to give Josh anything.
I saw Talk to Me, Alex, where it's the hand, where everybody holds the hand. And
you thought it was cheesy? I thought it was so scary.
No, yeah, it is. It's just like I'm talking about when they always do like the jerk motion things, like, and I don't know.
They take you out of it.
It's all been done so much that like I need some sort of a new take. I don't even know what that is.
Starts smacking his fucking head into the table, like, you know what it is? I also have a kid who's like not much younger than that kid. It's just watching like a, you know, it just really like it was fucking creepy, dude. That was a creepy fucking movie.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. As long as they're rated R, too. PG-13 horror, wouldn't waste my time even.
Yeah. My son watched the other day with his mom. He had to turn it off after an hour of The Conjuring.
He didn't like
it. Oh, it freaked him out?
Yeah, freaked him out. He's still a little bit of a pussy.
There's a new one coming out. The final Conjure. Dun dun dun.
Movies did Long Legs creators make?
Everybody be quiet and listen to Lewis read under his breath.
Okay. Stop it a boo, bing bang.
Here we go. Large pie, extra pepperoni. Oh, the monkey.
half pineapple.
$25 tip because I am your hero.
There's a new horror movie. Looks like it's coming out. That looks like it's based on a Stephen King thing. The Long Walk.
Didn't see it.
It's like a bunch of like, it's like people have to, I don't know if it's like a contest, but they just got to keep walking. And if you like stop or slow down, you just get killed. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's Stephen King's short story.
That's the only shit that I like. That's like kind of like dark and like I'll watch a good horror movie. It's just whatever. There's like a fun to it where you're just like, you know.
Well, I stay away from straight set. Like I still haven't watched that Brendan Fraser, The Whale. I'm just, cause it's just like, it's just meant to tear jerk. I don't like that. I like dark like shit. Like is I find.
Yeah. There's something about the tear jerky movies that are just dark and sad. There is something where like I've watched some that I thought were like great movies, but like, I don't know. I feel like at this point in my life, I'm just kind of like, I don't need to do this to myself. Like, I don't need to be feel like I watched it was years ago that I saw, but I didn't even know what the plot was. But I watched Manchester by the Sea. Right? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, it's just like gut wrenching. Like the whole movie is just, and like you're just at a certain point, you're like, what am I doing to myself here, man? Like this is crazy. It's crazy to put yourself through this for 2 hours.
Heartwarming film is of a man burning his family alive.
Yeah, like and then dealing with it. It's like, hey, don't you want to think like, what if you fucked up and killed both your kids, and then you had to have a talk with your wife 2 years later after you haven't seen her for like, you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. And they did great. Everyone is great in the movie. What's his name? Affleck.
Casey Affleck, yeah.
Casey Affleck was incredible in it. That's beautiful, but you're just like, Jesus, man. I'm like torturing myself for no reason.
Yeah, I just don't do it. Like,
I'll tell you by
the saddest movie ever. I'm like, I'm just not gonna ever watch it. I don't need to.
I remember you've been through enough dark shit. You don't need to like spend 2 hours of your life being in dark in a dark place in your head.
When I say dark, I mean more. You know, it's a good tell for me is who's the guy, G. Michael Alex, that's in the movie Strange Darling. I forget his name, but any movie this kid's in is usually a vibe of movie I like. Like a fucked up shit go, but it's not like real life, it's like sad drama, you know what I mean? Like somebody has to connect with their kids or parents or something. It's like just like fucking like usually wild shit, like druggy fucking thrill kill type shit.
But even like, you know, when I was
Kyle Gallner, if this kid's in it, I'll like it.
Yeah, if there's even when I was younger, though, like I just, you know, what was that movie about? Like, maybe were they in Scotland or Ireland? They were all heroin addicts and the baby dies.
Train spotting.
I just like my friends would turn it on and they'd be like, oh, this is the greatest movie. And I was like, guys, I don't know. I kind of like lived this.
Train spotting.
Train spotting for 40 years.
The big movies you were supposed to give a shit about that I never took to. Scarface, Train Spotting was one of them for sure.
I thought Scarface was cool.
I liked it fine, but I mean, again, it's like when people come to you and it's like inspired a generation of clothing and hip hop and everything, and you just watch it and you're like, it's fine. Like it's a good movie.
I saw it when I was like the last time, maybe when I was 20. So when you're that young, you don't really have perspective on what good or like. I loved Blow when I saw it as like a kid, but then I tried to watch Blow again like a couple of years ago, and I was like, this is a shit movie.
Oh, that's really interesting, because I only saw Blow like when it came out, and I did love it. But that's an interesting perspective
It's such a hack movie.
Well, it moves very like it's just a quick moving. It's trying to cover like three fucking decades or something in like 2 hours, but it's Blow was fine. I didn't dislike Blow. I just watched did you guys watch the Pee Wee documentary yet?
No, I saw it though.
It's fucking great.
Yeah,
really, really good.
I will watch it. Sounds fun.
Yeah, you should check it. I mean, it's
so are people freaking out about this transgender chick playing Zelda? I feel like I feel like people aren't hating on it as much as I thought. No. If I'm this fucking train, I'm going like I'm going to be getting death threats from like fucking just like our generation of people who are like, no, Zelda's a fucking girl. Like, but I just feel like she kind of looks like her. So people are
the thing is that you're actually sitting there going, I think Zelda was always trans.
Oh, yeah. I think
the joke's on us.
I mean, also this fucking, this trans was, I mean, looks identical in regular life to Princess Zelda.
Yeah, she does look like Princess Zelda, and she looks not unattractive in this photo.
No, not. I'm saying they can do her up when she's very
definitely
like
hotter than Helen Hunt.
Now, for sure.
No, even in Helen Hunt's hottest, like Twister. We watched Twister the other day.
She sort of looks like Jodie Foster.
Yeah, she looks like a hot Jodie Foster, hotter than Jodie Foster.
Yeah, like hot young Jodie Foster.
Hot young Jodie Foster.
But it is, it's a dude. And
cock though or no?
What?
Cock or no?
I believe.
Can you ask that question?
I believe cock.
Are you allowed to ask that question? But you have a cock.
Oh, I mean, not to it.
Pretty big difference.
Do you have a cock, ma'am?
Now are we cool? I'm respecting your pronouns. See, like right there, she looks like a dude. Go down to that one, make it bigger. The one at the bottom of the screen, right there. Not left. Yep, right there. That looks like a dude.
Yeah. No, it's a dude. Make
the mistake. But then go to the one where her hair's all pretty.
Of course. Listen,
a pretty girl.
You're literally breaking down the thing I said at the get-go of this. They can make her up to look pretty good, but at a core level, you can see there's a guy.
Camera. Sure. Has there been outrage about this? Because I have seen none of it.
Now, do I care about this being like Zelda? Twitter. Couldn't care less.
No, but I'm just curious because, you know, like the algorithm shows you what it shows you, but I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen a lot of outrage
about this.
Like, well, because they freak out so much about like The Last of Us. They have this like fucking like, you know, fucking kind of goofy looking girl play the character, and people are very upset about this girl playing the character. And I always had the attitude, I was like I don't give a shit if it's not a hot chick. This is the thing that's happening as well on the internet, where there'll be that's the tranny.
No.
Toy.
That's Hunter Schafer.
Yes.
Toy. Yeah, G Mike had that one saved in his phone, faggot.
Yeah, it's in my collection.
Is that possibly do those titties look real?
Those titties look fucking doggy.
In Euphoria, her tits look great, dude.
I've had sex with so many uglier women than this dude.
No crazy. Doubt.
But unbelievable. The ass looks mushy.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, ew,
never mind butt. Then. Never mind. She got a dude butt. But like, so there's the thing right now where it's like, see this all like my Facebook algorithm or like sometimes on wherever. But it'll be like, it'll show a picture of like Bella, whatever, who's in Last of Us. And then it's the other chick who played Snow White, who, by the way, for all intents and purposes, is very beautiful. But they like get her in like weird, goofy poses. Like
oh, Snow White, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Rachel Ziegler. She's actually hot, right? But
her eyes are far apart.
You can literally, they have every image of her that makes her look bad. It's like literally her in the middle of like turning her face and like saying a weird word. So it's like.
And when she turns her face, you really get to see the fucking distance between those eyes.
But pull up a picture of Rachel Ziegler when she's like attractive.
She could have two other eyes between her eyes.
I mean, she's more attractive than anybody on this call.
Not Hunter Schafer.
Don't do the Snow White one because she's actually not that pretty as Snow White. But like, yeah, she's a pretty attractive chick.
I know. You'd have to poke her in the eyes like this.
You have to get your money to can't even money to help.
Can't even Three Stooges her, dude. You got to fucking.
Oh shit!
You got to come in for the eye poke.
I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, what are we even talking about,
dude? Fine. It was so this one. This chick, I did see a lot of people giving like flipping out about,
and she
it
was had a shitty thought, attitude.
Well, yes, she did, but I also just thought it was so dirty how Disney like did her. Oh man, yeah. That was a lot of alliteration. But there's. You know, like it was like this huge company gives this huge amount of money to some young girl. They're like, hey, we're going to do like a girl power version of Snow White. And then she gets in a few interviews and she's like, yeah, this is going to be like a girl power one. It's not going to be like the old one. And then everyone's like, fuck you, you dumb bitch. And then Disney goes, we're no longer working with that
fucking Mexican whore.
And then Disney goes, we're no longer working with that dumb bitch. Sorry about all the shit that dumb bitch said. And you're like, yo, she's like a child. She's very talented. She did nothing wrong except take a role.
She was like, you know, it's not about a prince saving me. It's about, you know, Snow White's powerful and doesn't need to be.
She kind of insulted the original Snow White and was like, oh, that one was all like, you know, it was made in the 1920s and you could tell because it's so old fashioned or whatever.
Number one, I don't care about little girl movies for little girls.
Nothing.
But there's a
you
thing
like movies of little girls.
They show like this girl. They show that Bella chick. Then they show like there's like two other girls who are just like aren't attractive, and they're like, this is the new Hollywood. They're like, no, there's like three or four chicks that aren't attractive that are famous right now.
And also, so, but the, and the rat face guy though is also the thing.
But there's also so many girls that are attractive. Like the amount of famous hot chicks, like everything on Instagram, like it's all like smoking hot chicks. Like that hasn't gone anywhere. There's not like this woke movement that's like turned Hollywood into unattractive people. It's just there's a handful of, and then all of the minor players now are unattractive.
Nobody even stayed behind. What's her face? What's that fat weirdo that was on HBO? Lena Dunham.
Oh yeah.
Who now? Like, again, it was that thing. It's like she doesn't care. She's just showing a real woman's body. Then she got like in shape and got Hollywooded up, and then Hollywood spit her out. And she is such a disgusting ball of shit now.
It does look like Hollywood put her in their mouth, chewed for a while, and then spit it out.
She looks horrible.
Stuck it under a desk. Yeah, she's gross.
And still walks around with that weird confidence.
But there, I mean, okay. The thing is, there's plenty of fucking hot chicks still.
Oh my god! Yeah, this is crazy.
Pull up the one in the middle with the pink outfit. Yeah, no.
The pink. Yeah, that outfit. Was her. That was her very recently.
Yeah, that one got that one viral, and then I posted a picture of Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff?
So nutty.
Kirby's girlfriend, Jigglypuff.
Ugh.
Now if she played Jigglypuff in a live action movie, I would understand it.
Absolutely. I wouldn't even argue that it was a white. Straight woman doing what she does. We gotta wrap this bitch up, boys. It goes so fast.
Congratulations, Lewis.
Congratulations, Lewis.
Well, I still gotta actually. They have to accept my offer for the house, but
yeah,
gotta,
but it's still a nice. It's a big pre-approved
for a mortgage. It's pretty fucking cool, guys.
It's fucking amazing. I'm pretty close to getting my gun license, and then I'm taking this city by storm.
You gotta bring your guns over to the snake pit.
Absolutely, dude. Snake Pit versus Swole Academy. Real live gunfight. love you, boys. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out and subscribing to Gas Digital. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
You must be fucking over, Lewis.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.